In this catch-up, Heidi's vision board and Woody in Perth sing along to Zayn Malik. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Will, look at me. Over here, big guy.
He's just about to have a sip of his tea.
Have a sip of your coffee and then come back to me.
All right, now.
How was it?
Go on.
How was it?
It was good.
Delightful. Me and Hyde's had little texties to each other recently.
Did we?
Yeah, we had little texties to each other. Great. We were texting each other. You weren't part of the thread. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
It's just a personal chat between me and Hyde's. We were just chatting about the year. It was really good. Ando sent me a photo of her.
Oh, no.
Why? Why? Why did you do this?
Why? I thought this
why did
I
you
thought
do this?
We were having a moment.
Why
yeah,
did
we
you?
We were. Ando sent me a photo of her vision board. Did you know Heidi has a vision board?
What is a vision board?
It's where you put all your goals on a, like all the things that pump you up on a board.
Oh,
so she's got so like, you put, you cut out, it's right. Kind of fun. It's like
pictures,
arts and crafts.
Picture
you cut out.
It's like arts and crafts. Oh, it's, come on. I was trying to help you out there.
Picture of Griffo. Picture of like work.
Why is Griffo a vision?
Well, no, the photo is of Griffo and I want our relationship to stay as healthy and happy as it was
you
in
want
that
him to,
moment.
You want him to marry you.
Well, there's Mrs. There's Mrs. Right next to it. M-R-S, Mrs. And then next to it.
So that's right.
What do you think this was supposed why, to be
Woody,
between...
Why are you doing this?
I'm just... Oh, well, I'm leading to something, actually.
Okay.
This is straight supposed after. To be between you and I.
What else is on the vision board?
This is between you and I still.
Can I know what else is on the vision board?
Do you want more? Yeah. There's a thing saying you're amazing. There's a girl there's in like... a...
Well, there's a thing of Ricky Lee running on the beach because she's fit and strong.
Yep.
So I want to be fit and strong.
Yeah. There's a picture of someone in yoga pants.
Yeah, because I want to do more yoga this year.
More yoga.
There's books because I want to read more.
Yeah.
There are books on the board. How'd you put them up?
No, it's all pictures. You cut out from magazines and you stick
it's
it.
It's like arts and crafts.
We don't read the books.
Sorry, I forgot about it.
Put a picture of a book. Anyway,
you do.
Straight
That's
after.
So mean.
Sorry, I'm just interested.
A lot of people do vision boards to get them
a lot of people
the year
do vision boards.
Because like attracts like. And you know what you put out there in the universe.
Because like attracts like.
don't speak like that.
No, me and Will are very supportive of it.
You're really supportive.
I did a vision board straight after.
I think I did a vision board when I was about four.
In arts and crafts.
In arts and crafts.
Anyway, straight after, Ando said, Woody, but seriously, enough about the vision board because we obviously texted about that for a while.
Yep.
He said, my work goal this year is to not give an F.
Okay.
Watch out, controversial.
I was joking.
Now,
no, you weren't.
I've got a bit
no,
of a
you,
drone
no, you
here.
Weren't. No, you weren't.
There's a lot of controversial news this morning. The floor's yours. The platform's yours. Let's hit that goal. Say something controversial.
Curious is a...
Is what?
Oh, no, I can't do it.
This is your goal, Hodge. I'm helping you out.
Do you have the dump button ready?
Oh, stroke.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Careful.
No, I can't do it.
I thought you were going to be controversial.
Well, no.
Well, say something slightly controversial.
Take a baby step.
Slightly controversial.
I can't think of anything.
Right. Just be racist or something. I've been racist like three times.
No, don't be racist.
Oh, don't be racist. Don't be racist.
I want to keep my job, Woody.
Say something slightly controversial. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to do it for you.
You say a lot of controversial.
You're fine. No, you do not need help with this.
I think I need a vision board.
You say something nice, just for once.
Well, the last time I called Kyrios a wanker, I got dumped.
Hey, there you go. Pretty good.
There you go, everybody. Baby steps.
There we go.
We'll get more controversial. That's actually the second time we've said that word this morning, which is...
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in you because you sent me something that was really nice and spiritual, so I was sending that
back to
him.
Release it. Release the spiritual message.
No, I left my phone at home.
Oh, yes, I will do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. Was it him saying, like, I just don't care about money?
No, he had a spiritual...
What did he go for?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
The Aussie Open is on. Renee Stubbs is joining us on the phone now. Renee, let's talk about the Aussie Open because it is kicked off in spectacular fashion, as always. How about this bloke from Australia, Nick Kyrgios? He's pretty much all the Australian public can wrap their head around at the moment. He's got such a microscope on him. Do you think that it's all getting a little bit much for Nick?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I actually saw Nick after the match at Transportation, you know, gave me a big hug. And I actually thought to myself, he looks really happy. Normally he keeps it all in and he sort of pretends that he doesn't care. And look, we forget that he's so young and some people handle stress differently. And, you know, I would imagine that he does feel a tremendous amount of pressure. But the guy's so good. You just don't... honestly, he's one of the best tennis players I've seen in the longest of times. It's just getting it all together for him mentally and physically. And, you know, people handle stress differently. Let's hope that Nick learns to deal with it and we see the best of him.
I was so angry, Renee, with some media coverage yesterday that was covering a Nick Kyrgios story, which again just felt like media wanting to attack him because that sells stories. And the story was about him hitting a ball at a spectator. The headline was making you think that Nick Kyrgios smacked a ball at a stunned spectator. But when you read the story, he hit a ball, smacked a ball as high as he could in the air, obviously, whether it was out of frustration or whatever at training practice. And the ball came down and hit a girl on the head, which in my opinion... he's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And it sort of makes me really angry that some Australian media have gone, oh, great, here's a chance to slam with Nick Kyrgios before he plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's absolutely no doubt that they like to sensationalise anything that he does. I mean, I'll give him credit. Like the other day, look, most players won't say anything. But, you know, he said, look, Novak has done it a couple of times now where he's hit a ball into the actual crowd during an actual match at an actual Grand Slam. Mm. And I've actually witnessed it and I've absolutely gone, what is going on? Like, nobody says a word about it. And if it's brought up in the media, it's just passed along like no big deal. And, you know, instead you've got these headlines with, you know, once again, Kyrgios the bad kid. It's like, I'm very much on Nick when he does stuff on the court that is not okay, when he threw the match in Asia last year.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be the first one to tell him, Nick, it's not okay to do that. Just don't play.
Yeah.
You know, just if you don't want to play and you're not happy, just don't play. But, you know, the problem is that you do stuff and people want to pick on it and they look for it. And, yeah, I think, look, the scrutiny is there deservedly sometimes, but absolutely at other times it is not. And stop making a big deal about it in the press. It is annoying. So yeah, but you know, listen, we're looking. Today is going to be another great day. I mean, listen, I know because I'm down on the schedule to cover like 15
games.
You know, we've
so
got
many
seven mate, your devices,
yeah,
you can watch it anywhere you want. I mean, honestly, you can go to work and not work today. You can just put it on your phone.
Perfect.
So true. That's
there you
us.
Go. Renee Stubbs says, don't go to work, everyone.
Well, you know, there are data charges, so just put it on the wireless
Great idea. Great idea. Renee, thank you so much for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it. All your thoughts. I hope next time we have a chat, we'll be able to move off Nick. But I suppose it's good to get some insight from somebody that clearly knows him and respects him as a person, as well as a tennis player. And I'm sure that, people should potentially start thinking about judging him a little bit more level-headedly anyway. So let his tennis do the talking.
I was a nutbag on the court, so I can't.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
How was that in Gracetown a little while ago? Last week.
Beautiful spot.
Absolutely amazing. Beautiful spot.
Great milk bar.
I forget how good it is.
Sunsets there are actually spectacular.
Epic.
Canal Rocks, I think it is.
No, different spot, but that's all right.
It's yelling up, isn't it? Just near
yelling up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Gracetown
much fancier.
Anyway, it's a beautiful place if you haven't been there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was sort of just camping with my girlfriend and I got up. Yep. We blasted 80s love hits.
Catchy.
The whole time.
Wrote poetry. Did you sketch her?
I did.
Wow. A
couple of times. anyway, I'm not going to get through this. And it's actually really touching. So
okay, I want to hear it.
Yeah, right, good. Hides, you're with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm with you. Vision board, baby.
Yeah.
All right,
let's do it.
So I went for a run one morning.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry.
Can you stop?
You really are a dreamboat, though. Like, you just got up after camping. I'm going to go and jog 40 kilometers.
Yeah, I went for a run
and find you a deer and kill that deer and cook it for you for breakfast. Is that what you did?
No,
you would have had a beard at this point. Yeah, sorry.
I did. Well, I went for a run and I went out to the point out there. So I sort of ran along down through Gracetown and then up to the other side of the point. And I got out the other side of the point and I got to the end of the run. And I was going to turn around and just go back. But I saw this plaque there.
Mm.
Right? And I thought this is a bit weird, but I just thought I'd read it because I thought it was one of the nicest things I've ever read in my whole life.
Do you need to give us background?
Yeah. I'm happy to tell you. Well, it's in the plaque.
Oh, okay.
You probably will remember the incident, though.
Uh-huh.
Because it's about a guy called Nick Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who was taken by a shark there in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
He's 31.
Yep.
So it's, I started reading it and I was just like, oh, what's this about? Read the first couple of lines. I was like, wow. And then I was just hooked. And I thought, all right, I've got to read the rest of this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
God, strip yourself in.
I know. I know.
I love this sensitive intense. Side of Will. Intense. No, but this is just, really nice.
It's a good thing to read. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right, here we go.
Tone shift.
This memorial is dedicated to Nick Edwards. By the way, if Nick's family's listening, I hope this is all right. I just thought this was beautiful. So, thanks. A wonderful husband and devoted father, tragically killed by a shark at this location on 17th of August 2010. Nick had a passion for life and a passion for everything in his life. His love of surfing brought him to this beautiful bay, and over the years, he enjoyed this surfing break more than most. I hope that you may find peace and tranquility as you ponder your thoughts over this magical place, and may you find happiness as you surf these waves just as Nick did. We are so thankful for the happiness Nick gave to our lives. His big smile and happy spirit remain forever in our hearts. Nick, may you rest in peace. Your loving family, Melissa, Nathan, and Lucy. A life well lived is a life worth living.
It's amazing.
I read that.
Nice.
And
I just thought it was so poignant. I mean, you could have written so many things about how much it sucked that he'd gone and all this sort of stuff. And they were just like, now, just check out how great this spot is.
Yeah.
And just sit here, soak it up as he did. A life well lived is a life worth living.
It makes you want to live your life.
Oh, man. Mm. Yeah. And then I just started bawling my eyes out.
Oh, wow. That's nice. And then did you go tell your girlfriend?
I cried all the way back on the run.
You ran and cried.
I ran and cried.
So it looked like you would have been like having a cramp or something. Like, wow, how soft is this bloke? He can't get through a morning jog. He's literally crying.
I ran the whole way home back to the U, and I was still crying when I got there.
Aww. Wow, that's a big cry.
That's beautiful.
It was a huge cry.
Yeah. I love that you show your emotion like that.
Thanks, Ides. Thank you.
And then what did Dutchie do?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if I'm sitting on the beach, beautiful morning, I'm cooking up the deer that you've caught, and all of a sudden you run in crying, I'm like, what the hell has happened? What did I do?
It was a really nice sunrise as well that morning.
I'm sure it was. Like, what did she say?
It was a touching morning.
Like, how hard was your run, mate? Like, what did you do?
I had to pull myself together. She was like, what are you crying about?
Yeah.
There's this plaque up there. And you're crying now. And I've just lost it.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I want the bloke's advice, I guess. I want to ask them a question if something is real. And I feel that you guys are just going to really stitch me up and give me a hell of a hard time.
Probably.
So for the last 3 years that we've been friends on air, it's come up a lot that I want to get married. Now,
That's an understatement.
Woody.
Sorry.
The reason why I'm talking about this at this time is because Griffo's got on the plane. But this is the last conversation that we are all having as a group, as a collective, as Perth. People were hitting me up on Instagram on my holidays. Every single person that I stayed with over on the East Coast, because we did a road trip, barreled Griffo up about when he was going to propose to me.
Fair enough.
And I feel
he's taken too long. I thought he'd lock it down. He's got 6 weeks holiday. He had a beautiful drive down the East Coast of Australia.
2 weeks, but
still 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's enough time.
But okay, so I can have this conversation with you guys when he can't hear.
Sure.
But right now, this is our final conversation. I want to know if proposal pressure is real, because I feel,
of course it is,
that he's not proposing because it's coming up far too much on the radio. As soon as I picked him up from the airport and I turned our radio station on, this was the very first promo that I heard.
Hi, are you going to get engaged anytime soon?
You're pregnant. Oh, my God.
You're engaged.
No. I think the pressure's got too much to him.
You've contributed to this, though, so don't try and act like you're impartial.
No, I'm definitely not. I feel like I definitely have a big part to play in this.
The largest part to play.
Oh, not.
He also realises that his proposal is going to become the most public proposal in Perth, because you will gram it, you will tweet it.
Well, what if I keep it private?
You'll write a blog about it.
You won't do
that. And he knows.
I don't blog about everything, Woods.
You will have
there'll be an article in the West Australian about it.
Mate, hey, you will have taken now. Photo of him, which will be on your Instagram before he's actually asked the question. Yeah. Like, he'll just be on his knee and you'll be like, just hold that thought. Get the photo. Go on. You were saying?
I'm hoping that he'll have organised like a cameraman to catch all
This is the pressure. This is the pressure. And as
we were actually
talking about this behind your back the other day, and we were saying...
We do that.
We were.
We do that.
I know you
We were talking about this the other day, and we actually said, There is no amount of romance that Griffo can infuse into your proposal that will be enough to suffice the women of Perth.
What are you? So all the women of Perth have put pressure on him.
You have put so much pressure on him.
The poor guy.
This is the most. You put so much pressure on him that he knows there's nothing he can do that will be good enough as a proposal. It just won't be good enough.
Well, I know
he could fly you to the moon and bypass as he goes past the moon and say, "Will you marry me?" And it'll be like, "Well." Good try.
Bit generic. Try hard.
I don't want anything big like that.
Oh,
but anyway,
shut up.
No, I'm being serious.
Sell the house.
I'm serious. I want it to be meaningful. That's my only request. Like he's thought about it. He hasn't just gone and bought the ring and then just proposes to me randomly.
Home
and Away or something.
That. Whatever word you want to use though is what's hard for Griffo. It's like I have this bar God. And me. What does meaningful even mean? Yeah. Like oh my God.
Oh God. So I've just put more pressure on it.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to know if
because meaningful's vague. Like, how do you express meaningfulness through one proposal?
It's also your minions that will bail him up if he doesn't do it right.
Which minions?
You have minions,
mate. You have so many minions.
They're like 14,000
of those. You know the ones we're talking about. You know the minions. You know the minions.
I don't know the minions.
Yes, you do, mate.
Well, I'd like to know them.
If he doesn't propose correctly, they'll hunt him down an alleyway and be like, mate, do it again.
They'll bail him up in the bell tower.
Okay, enough out of you two. 13, 10, 60. I want to hear for some blokes that have felt the proposal pressure. Like, how did they deal with it? Is it real? Give us a buzz.
I thought we were going to ask how much pressure is Griffo under? What would you do to Griffo if he stuffed up her Heidi's proposal?
No!
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Jackie, 13, 10, 60.
You read my last column.
Jackie, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Jackie, don't tell me you're one of those women who puts pressure on the boy to propose.
I was. We were together for 10 years before he eventually proposed.
Yeah, well...
10 years.
Jesus.
Listen to that sound of disgust in your voice, Heidi.
She waited a long time.
I did, but we were so young, like we got together when we were 16, so we were like...
Okay.
So, yeah, so... Once we got to that point, and then I think I was pregnant within about 2 months of the engagement, so it was pretty lucky timing, really.
But
10 years I waited, and I definitely was putting the pressure on big time.
And all your friends and family putting the pressure on as well?
Yeah, everyone, his family, like...
It's a horrible thing.
So that's why he held off for so long, 10 years, for all the pressure.
Well, I think it is really respectable about this, and I don't know if I've spoken to either of you individually about this, but the fact is that 50% of your friends that get married will get divorced. Mm. They're the stats, right? Mm. So 50%, so it has to happen. So if you're getting engaged for the wrong reason, like what are you doing?
Yeah,
I think I sent you an article recently, Hides, by one of my favorite bloggers.
I read that one.
I called Tim Urban. The blog's called Wait But Why. But the article is the way he describes the marriage pressure is he says it's everything forever or nothing ever again. That's how the pressure builds. It's like you basically it doesn't need to be like that. Why does it, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't need to be a life or death decision.
If it
doesn't feel right, then just
don't do it. It's not the thing you sort of go.
What are you saying? That it might not feel right?
Feel right for Griffo.
And that shouldn't be an issue.
Oh, yeah.
He still wants to be with you.
And our relationship's fine. It's perfectly fine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so why do you need this ring on your finger? Daniel from Tapping.
Just want a party.
Hello, how you going?
Then have a party. Just have a party.
Hello, just have a love party.
Yeah. Party. Look out. Oh, McMahon. Daniel,
what do you reckon, mate? Pressure.
I had the pregnancy proposal pressure. So there was we're only 19 and 20. Been together for 3 odd years. So no pressure until we found out we're having a kid. And then my goodness, her whole family.
Of course.
All these little mentions and things. And then I got pulled aside by the mum and said, "You need to marry this girl."
Oh man.
Wow. Which I was thinking about until she started saying that. Even the grandma was saying, "You need to get married for financial reasons."
So what have you decided?
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, my girlfriend's pretty smart. She put them in their place, and then I didn't get anything. And then a few months later, I did finally propose to her. So I have done it now, but the pressure definitely turned me off.
Turned you off? Yeah. You feel like you made your own decision in that way.
Well,
you know?
That's my decision to make.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Dan's just summed it up. Then
what's that? How did he sum it up?
Probably as smart as his girlfriend.
Hey.
everyone from this day forth.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
One is to
no
mention.
No, talk to Griffo about it.
Any, no, you can't. You can't because you've
to.
Spoke to him yeah. about it before.
No. We haven't spoken.
When
we
you were
spoke.
Drunk at his 30th birthday.
Did we?
And Woody yeah. told me that I he said drunk. That it was definitely not going to happen last year.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, that did happen. But listen, we're backing off
never,
now.
I've never spoken
everyone
to Griffo
back off.
About
it. What I will say, though, that. We do have a betting thing going on in the office, and I have $150 on middle of the year. So, Griffo.
Okay, guys.
You're
going to
win
no
me a
more.
Lot of money if we go middle of the year.
This is the last conversation.
The market's on all your favourite betting agencies as well. I think William Hill, putting it up there, Crown Bet. I mean, you can go and get around it yourself if you'd like to.
But yeah, no pressure. No pressure.
Better be before the middle of the year.
Oh,
just
God.
Joking.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now, Hides, you know about this, but I'm going to just show Woody now. I got a photo.
You cried about
sent
it.
Sent to me yesterday.
Again.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, I also cried last week over a plaque.
I think it's nice. It shows that you're in love and you're.
No,
you know,
it just shows that I'm just
sensitive.
No, I'm on a spirit.
Shows in love.
I'm on a spiritual journey.
You're on your spiritual journey. We oh, that's are. Woody now.
We all are.
Now look.
Yeah.
I got sent this photo.
So yeah,
have a look at this, Woody.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God.
Oh God.
Am I gonna cry? Am I gonna cry?
No,
I wouldn't mind
so.
It. Okay.
So I got sent that photo. What was it? What is it? It's just a name.
Just says Finn.
Yep. And then a phone number
with double N.
Yep.
And then there's a phone number with a bit of a yuck-looking finger, to be honest.
Okay. So that's my girlfriend's finger.
Oh, my.
So I got this photo sent
not,
to
it's
me.
Not that bad of a
so
finger.
So I got sent this photo to me, mate, and she said to me in the text message that went with it,
yep.
Still got it.
Very funny.
No, why is that good?
No, very, very
why
funny.
That, why
she
is that good?
She still got it. So she was working at...
She works
cafe.
At a cafe.
And she's been dropped
a number.
Fantastic.
Why is it so good?
Hilarious.
Your response is the same as Heidi's. Why is that so good?
That is so good because she's bloody still got it, and bloody oath, she's still got it.
As if you don't feel like that when girls crush on you through the radio or, you know.
They don't.
When you're at home, if a girl buys you a
and
drink
I, look,
or
personally,
whatever.
I think she flirts too much as a waitress, but that's a personal Ooh. Thing. That's a personal thing. You know, some people like flirty waitresses.
Wow, a little bit of you jealousy know? Creeping in.
Well,
yes,
wow.
I like
well.
This.
Some would say you're a little bit too flirty with the newsreader.
She definitely doesn't flirt back, though.
No, some would. Doesn't. No, she doesn't. Anyway.
Yes?
Why, Heidi, you can help answer this. Why on earth, and I think it's particularly girls, why do you, if you do get hit on, why whilst you're in a relationship, and I'd love other people to call on this, 131060, do you feel the need as your first port of call to go and tell your partner that you did get hit on?
Well, you kind
what
of
what is the
power
urge?
Play. It's what power
is,
play.
Is it really?
And you want them
is that
to-
is that a message saying, hey, Will, you know, keep up your game, mate,
yeah,
because
you know,
they're hot on my heels.
I've got options. I don't need you. I've got bloody Finn.
I thought it was
dropping his number. Finn. I've got that shark. Finning in, giving me his digits every day.
Have you noticed what she's done there? She's actually covered out his number because she knows that you'd probably ring him on the radio. Oh,
yes.
Clever.
Very
so
clever.
So she's actually smart.
Well, technically we've got six numbers to get, so there's only a couple of million. We can just sit here all day and call all the numbers possible.
It's definitely, I know for me, I do it because Griffo doesn't have an like any part of being jealous in his body.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, it makes me go,
so you reckon that's a play? I'd love to hear from people here. 131060. If you say to your partner, I've still got it, and, you know, you find out that someone's hitting on you or tried to hit on you, is that a power play? Are you saying, like, hey, mate, just so you know, if I go back on the market, I'll get snapped up quickly?
I think there's partially power play, and partially it's also a it gets rid of your guilt around the situation. So I find that when Courtney gets hit on, because, that happens. she will tell me straight away as if to say, like, there's nothing dodgy going on here because I'm telling you. Whereas if
it's
I found
so
out someone was hitting on her and she wasn't telling me about it, I'd be like, why aren't you telling me about this guy that keeps Facebook messaging you?
Yeah.
You know
I'd
what
also
I mean?
Like to know from people right now, I'll take your calls, 131060, have you been in a situation where your partner has, you know, given you a I've still got it moment? How did you react?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give, you know, because I'm not sure how to react yet. I laughed and then cried.
And you... Oh no, to her face, be all tough and like, ha, 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 whatever, I get
what
numbered
a legend.
As well.
What a legend. Finn, love to have a beer with him.
But then go to your bedroom and,
yeah. 131060 is the number. Have you done this to your partner as well? If you do get hit on, do you keep it to yourself? Is that the way to go about it? Do you not want to create that tension? Have you had a fight over it, maybe?
I had a moment at Falls, actually, over the weekend, which I'll tell you about up next.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I think it is the slight power play. There is a, as I think Sam has done, it's like, hey, I've got demand.
Yes.
So I don't need you.
Yes.
Which really puts you on the back foot or sends you to tip.
And I mean, it's a complete coincidence that we're going to Nobu tonight.
Well done. Or the transparency is also ridding yourself of the guilt of being hit on, I think. So her going, I've been hit on, meant I'm not doing anything
just
dodgy.
So you know.
I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
Or I think it's quite interesting. You are wound up about this.
I'm not.
She could have probably just sent it to you because she knows how to push your buttons now.
Mm, she
and
could.
Did she just text you before?
Yeah.
What did she say, Will?
Yep, she said
another number, apparently.
She said, yes, it's
she's been working for half an hour.
Now, I'm going to trust her, Tyra, also known as the Badger, our media girl. Badge.
Hey, guys.
How are you going?
Thought I'd weigh in on this one. You guys know Rob, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Big Riz.
Well, when you've been together as long as him and I have, sometimes he might just need a little reminder that he's got a bit of a catch.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. So how often do you get hit on?
Well, not
there?
That often. I don't get that many compliments. But
oh, come on. I could. The Peking Duck boys, they were into you.
Well, like, I got my hair changed and I got the most likes ever on my Instagram photo, which isn't that many, but I had to show Rob and be like, look how many people liked it.
And said you were hot
maybe
as
some
well.
Guys might.
So, hang on. So, Badger, your conclusion here is that this is very much a keep them on their toes move. The I've still got it message.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Unfortunately,
I think he knows though.
You go out with the calmest bloke in the world. He wouldn't get.
Actually, that's you as well, Heidi. It's funny. The both of
similar.
You both go out with very placid people.
And when they got together, you should have seen them, Rob and Griffo. They didn't both shut the hell up and they talked about cars the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite cute.
Fantastic. Well, it's just been a real expose into our personal lives over the last 5 minutes. Yeah. Everyone on the team.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want to pitch in about who their partners are and how they feel about them?
I got a love note at Falls.
Did you?
Yeah. I was just boogieing along to Jamie T.
Yeah.
Who's a UK artist, fantastic, very underground. And I was boogieing with my satchel on, and I literally had
what's
a love.
In your satchel?
A satchel was sunscreen, wallet, phone, Sunnies. Keys, a book, just in case I got bored of a music act. It's a book on Buddhism.
Told you were on your
anyway,
spiritual journey.
Come on, we're going to get to the news.
I'm dancing along. Anyway, yeah. I get this like tap on the shoulder, turn around, and there's this hippie looking woman, gorgeous, who was like, I love your satchel, and then dropped a love note into my bag. And the love note said, keep loving yourself, love Michaela.
There
wow,
you go.
Go Michaela, that's beautiful.
There you go.
So did you then take that out and show Courtney and say,
well,
I've
Courtney
got
saw
it?
The whole interaction.
Oh, she saw it.
And I was happy that she saw it, so I was like, gave her a smug look, like, uh-oh, look out. This guy's hot.
Woody's back.
He's got his Buddhism book out.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Will and Woods, I don't know if you've seen the story of the jockey and the race out of South Australia.
You watched a lot of the project last night, didn't you, Hodge?
No, and I read and I read news.com this morning.
She did watch a bit of the project last night.
I did actually sit down to watch the project last night. And I watched Channel 9, 6 o'clock news. And just getting back into it.
Yeah, I know. Just getting the swing of things.
Anyway, Woody, whilst you were playing with your cockroaches, I was watching the project.
That's fair enough.
And, okay, so if you haven't seen it, it's a massive story all around the country. This jockey has been stood down now because at the end of the race, just as they're sprinting to the finish line, there's someone right at the front. Now, this jockey who's almost near the back sees two other jockeys on their horses about to take this chick at the front out. He pushes his horse in front of them, so it almost causes a collision, and it's quite dangerous. So he's been stood down. We've found out that was his girlfriend who was in
he
the
fully
lead.
Fully blocks their run. It's amazing footage.
Now he's been stood down, which is quite sad for his career. We don't know what's going to happen for
Young up-and-coming jockey, apparently.
Mm. But what I liked about this story is that how far he went for his girlfriend. But she's really annoyed about it. So she's kind of, she's spoken this morning. He's said nothing as yet.
Well, you know, we just want her to be empowered. We have a bit of equality there, Heights.
Absolutely.
You know,
she wanted to know that she did it on her own.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
And she doesn't know why I did it.
And
but
personally, I think it's not romantic at all. I think it's belittling and I think it's old-fashioned.
Condescending is another
word
I'd use.
Absolutely. I'd say it's backward. Mm-hmm. I mean, let the women, let the goddamn girl win the race.
Yeah,
by herself.
Exactly. She was mm-hmm. way ahead. No one's heard from him. Nah. All we've heard from her is that she's annoyed about it, and he's done this. I think it was a grand romantic gesture.
It's also cheating.
Well, his motive was right. Like you helped to let your girlfriend. Yeah. Win a race.
Yeah. Chivalrous.
But
Was it chivalrous?
A little bit. I think it would have been more chivalrous if he was in the lead and then pulled his horse up and let her win.
Yeah.
But then again, this all revolves back to women, empowerment, condescending.
Yeah. She also goes on to win the race. If they are together, he probably gets himself a nice dumpling dinner.
Hmm?
Well, she's going to win a lot of money if she wins the race.
Oh, right. So you're saying, like, I've lost this.
The jockey fee is huge.
If you win, we can split it.
Absolutely.
And get
absolutely.
Probably over 500 dumplings.
Absolutely.
Maybe even some sake.
You might. Splurge.
That's the drink. That's a Japanese drink.
But at the same time, it is a horrible sensation to be thinking that you're doing something
and
lovely for someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
you're in the doghouse.
And then you find out it's bad. You're really like, it's a nasty feeling.
And your intent was so good.
It's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
So I reckon.
This is what I want to go for here, yep. Will and Woods, on 13, 10, 60. What have you done?
Yeah.
And then your partner was peed off.
Yeah.
Oh, so partner, aren't you, Kay?
Does it need to be your partner? Yeah.
Well, I think so, because if you're doing something in the name of love, unless you did it for your mum.
Yeah, yeah.
In the name of love for your mum.
Yeah. One year I bought my mum a blender for Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
In the name of love.
Oh, my God.
Furious.
Why?
Furious. Stormed out of Christmas.
Didn't she chop her finger off? Was that
no, you? No. That was a separate incident. But, yeah, she was really annoying.
That's when you bought her a knife.
That's when I bought her the chainsaw. No, she was really angry at me. Yeah, because she was like, are you kidding? Like, but for me, it was romantic. But it was just nice and sweet because I'd spent so much money on this thing. And she was like, are you kidding me? Like, you think I just spend my life in the kitchen? My life's bigger than that.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, fully cracked it. Like, I had to go and take it back.
Penny.
Yeah, I had to go and take it back. Bought her a vacuum cleaner on the exchange.
Well, okay, so 13, 10, 60. What have you done? And it's failed.
Yeah.
You've peed them off instead of, winning them over.
Yeah. Yep. Gives cool.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Kiara from Joondalup.
You too. Oh, God. Hello, mate.
Do you know what we're talking about there, Kiara?
Of her.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? The chicken and night's tail, Kiara? Have you seen that?
I haven't. No.
You haven't seen that? No.
Yeah. Kiara, you've had a situation where the intent was there for love, but it went badly?
Yeah, I was dating my boyfriend for about 6 months and organised a really romantic night at the Rendezvous in Scarborough.
Oof.
Dinner and a hotel room and drinks and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he came back and had a really bad day at work, was going to lose his job and wasn't in a good mood, and then ended up coming and pretty much going straight to sleep.
Oh, no. So you didn't have any fun at all?
No. He wasn't very happy. No.
So he ended up coming and then didn't enjoy himself because of the bad day at work. No. Oh, that's tough. Thank you for the call, Kiara.
Kiara, Darren. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
Darren, hello, mate.
Hello.
Hello. What have you done in the name of love and it's ended badly?
Oh my God! It was a folly of errors, but it was a beautiful day in Adelaide as well. And her name was Michelle, my girlfriend at the time. Yeah. And I organised the sky in a plane, a little prop plane, to be to say I love you, Michelle. But it was $200. It was $200 a letter.
Yep.
So they wrote I and then a love heart, and then I got them to write Mish, M-I-S-H. Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
But yeah, it worked out well, and I love it. Well, that's cool, isn't it? How romantic is that, Michelle? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I wish you'd do that. And, of course, he spelled it wrong. It was M-U-S-H, he spelled.
Oh. I love Mush.
And I'm saying, Mush, yeah.
Oh.
And just as that it was happening, there was a shark scare, and everybody had to run off the beach. The sirens were going, and we're running out of the beach, and we were mushing, actually, off the water because we were in the water, and it was
just
and it cost me a grand.
Oh my
$1,000.
God! It cost you $1,000.
Wow,
and she didn't even know it was for her, and you were mushing.
She did. No, my mates knew it was me because we went with a group of people. But it was a beautiful day, and it was no breeze. And I went, "Oh yes, I sat in the brows, and it said, "I love mush."
That's stiff, Darren.
I love that, Darren.
I got it to Neil. I also love mush.
Thanks for the call, Darren. We'll go to Tennille here from Secret Harbour. Tennille, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
There's been something where you've done something for love, but it hasn't gone well. Has that happened for you?
Yeah, it certainly has. My partner absolutely loves his car. So after knowing he'd had a really horrible day at work, I decided I'd give it a wash and a detail and go the full mile for him.
Yeah.
Except for when I tried to drive it through the garage to take it out the back to wash it, I actually clipped his wing mirror on the
How did he react, Neil?
He was pretty good about it, to be honest, but it did need to get fixed.
As he should be, though, because I feel like when the intent is good, you've got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You can get away with it.
It's almost cute, isn't it?
It is. It's endearing.
You know,
when someone...
like you tried. You tried so hard.
Yeah.
And then I can't talk anymore.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for your call.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
The best song ever is Zayn Malik and Taylor Swift's new one. It's This Bad Boy. Oh. I feel crazy all night and every day. Now, okay. I've that part of the song, I mean, his verse is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I've been practicing that verse all summer. Every time it comes on the radio, on Hit 929, hits an old school. I just bust along in me car.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now that nobody in Perth is better at that Zayn Malik part than me.
All right.
Because I've been trained all morning. But if someone is better, they win $150.
So
thanks to Zarafas.
You're going to go first here.
Yes. Yeah. And then you two need to judge. And if you two both decide, you both have to decide it, that someone is better, they win $150. Okay. Now here is Silky Pipes Whitelaw firing up here. baby.
Jesus.
I feel crazy. Oh, no. Oh, God. Every day. You put me off, Will.
You put me off.
I wish people could see you.
Oh, you put me off.
Do you want to go again?
No.
Do you want to go again?
It's good enough.
No, shut up. It's not. You go one more time.
Okay, because you put me off.
Okay.
I'm not going to look at Will.
Okay. And kind of go into the microphone so
everyone
can hear. Stop laughing.
You're laughing. You wouldn't laugh at Zayn Malik's concert.
Turn around, Will.
I know how Bieber feels now when he tells his fans to shut up.
Right. Will's looking
I'm
the other way.
I'm not looking at you.
Okay, go.
Go again, Zayn. Baby, I feel crazy. Oh no! You did it again! All right, the first half there is unbeatable.
Okay,
no doubt. Rachel.
We've got to get the video up on our Snapchat or on Instagram or something of Woody.
Rachel from Byford, how are you going?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
You can forfeit now if you want. I know you were pretty impressed by the first half of that.
I'll try.
All right, have a crack. So go from baby.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Baby. I feel crazy about life, all night, and every day.
Rubbish.
How much money have we got to give away here? Because that was markedly better than you.
Well, we'll give $150 to the best person, but are you both saying that she was better?
Way better.
Yeah, instantly.
God. Right, congratulations, Rachel. You're currently in the lead. Do we have Rachel there?
Do you want another crack at this? Because give in mind, Rachel's a girl. This is obviously a male singing a really high part.
I will have a final right of reply right at the end. So, okay, Rachel, you currently have the $150.
Woo!
Okay, good job. We've got Chris here from Clarkson. Chris, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Chris, I can't wait.
Chris.
Please.
You're like those really bad people that rock up to the X Factor.
No, hang on. Let's not judge him here. No. Chris, you any singing experience, mate?
Yeah, in the shower, mate.
Okay, yeah, perfect. $150 on the line here. Yeah. If you can go better than Woody, here we go.
Baby, I feel crazy. Up all night and every day.
Actually,
not bad.
Not bad. Good. Not bad.
I pantsed Chris, though. No doubt about it. Didn't I?
I think
he has better tone than you.
Yeah.
Agreed. He's got better tone. I think that to be in the ballpark here, though, you've got to be pitching in the right octave.
Yeah.
Were you happy with your performance, Chris?
No, I'll go again, mate.
Okay, go again. No, he gets one more go because Woody has two. Woody has two.
Okay, Chris, now try and get it. You've got to try and get up there, mate. You've got to try and be in the right octave. So otherwise, I can't consider your entry.
All right. Let's give it a crack. All right.
Thanks, Chris. It's tough. Oh, that's Rachel really gets 150 bucks. Congratulations, Rachel. Yeah. Rachel. Very good. And can I just say, buddy, bravo to Chris. It is as a bloke coming on here and getting into falsetto publicly, that is a hard task. So you can have yourself a mug as well, Chrissy.
Mate.
No worries, mate. Have a great day. And well done, bloody great effort there.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. I think if anything, the real jewel in the crown of your effort was the visuals,
yes,
which we will be putting on our Instagram. Yep. Heidi, right. Will, Woody. Got a brand new Instagram page. You can check it out. Heidi, Will, Woody.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.